Yes.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. I thought hearing this story, we've heard it, no doubt, us Bible readers many times. Amen. But here this lame man had laid by this pool for 38 years, just waiting on the water to be troubled. Amen. For 38 years, it was the same old routine.
Yeah.
Amen. At a certain season, an angel would come down and trouble the water. Whoever stepped in first was made whole. Amen. I just got to thinking about this today. Amen. I've never preached this before. I felt God lay this on my heart for this church. Amen. And I thought today, wouldn't it be awful? Amen. That the only person, amen, that got healed, amen, is when that angel would come down. And whoever was first. Amen. I thought, here is this man laid here for 38 years. It was the same old thing. Amen. It just happened every day over and over. Amen. No doubt he would get his hopes up. Amen. No doubt it looked, you know, he would get excited. Amen. But I'd like to preach tonight on it's time for a change. It's time for a change. Amen. Here he was ready in verse 6. And when Jesus saw him lie, amen, and knew that he had been it now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. I thought, I preached this way many a times. Amen. And I thought the next verse, I've said it before, and I feel like I'm probably sitting among preachers that have said this before. But I thought as I looked at verse 7 today, I begin to think, man, Lord, I preached that like he was making excuses. Amen. But I thought something smote my heart today. Amen. As I read this, the impotent man answered him and said, sir, I have no man. Amen. When the water is troubled, right, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepping down before me. Amen. You know what I feel like? He was saying, Lord, I'm trying with everything in me. Amen. You know what I'm seeing a lot nowadays? There's a lot of people, amen, that's trying with everything they got in them. Amen. But we're fighting spiritual wickedness in high places, oppressing spirits right in the middle of our church services. And I've seen it magnified when a sinner, amen, shows up in the house. Amen. But I'm telling you, something was about to change upon this man. For 38 years he had been here. I felt like, amen, there was somebody going to be in here in this place tonight. And you've been going round and around and felt like you were stuck right where you are. But I come to tell you this week, it's time for you to get out of that rut. It's time for you to get a change. It's your time for you to get revived, refreshed, and renewed. I'm telling you this week, it's time for a change. Lift your hands and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory, glory.
Jesus, amen, saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Amen. I want to tell you this. Jesus told him to rise, but he had to get up. Amen. And he was immediately made whole. Amen. No need for water to be troubled by the angel. Amen. The healer himself, amen, was there that day. You know, some historians say, amen. Now, you all brothers probably know a lot more about this than I do. But some historians say that pool there wasn't just for, amen, hallelujah, this reason here. Amen. But they say, amen, some say, amen, that when they would come in, if they was not clean, they would wash them in that pool before they came in. Amen. But I'd like to tell you this. Amen. They would go into that sheep market. Amen. And they would pick out, amen, a lamb or a goat for a sacrifice. Amen. And they would take it into the temple. Amen. And they would sacrifice those lambs and those goats. Amen. For their sin. But can I tell you this? This man, you know, the next place I see him, it's he's in the temple and he's telling the things that the Lord has done for him. Amen. What are you trying to say? I don't see where he bought a goat. I don't see where he bought a lamb. But the Lamb of God already took away. Amen. And healed him. Amen. So he can go in. Amen. And worship God. I want to tell you tonight, if I'm washed in the blood, there ain't a devil in hell that can keep me out of the house of God. I'm telling you, we got something to praise him for. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice that. They found him in the temple. Yeah. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you get saved, you go to the house of God. Hallelujah. Oh my. I said when you get saved, you will go to the house of God. Amen. No doubt this man felt stuck. Can I tell the children of Israel? Amen. For 40 years, I wandered aimlessly. Amen. Went round and round and round. But one day, God spoke to Moses, and he said, you've come past this mountain long enough. I want to tell you, some of you, there's been a mountain in your way. There's been a giant in your way, and you've been going round and round and round it. I'm telling you, it's time for a change. When they failed, amen, amen, God, amen, have Joshua and Caleb go in, amen, and possess the land. Amen. But those who disobeyed had to stay on the wrong side, if you will, yeah, of Jordan's river. Amen. Can I tell you today, there's uncharted territory for some of you, of places where you haven't made it to yet in the Lord, of waters to swim in, of gifts. Did you know tonight there are 9 spiritual gifts? Amen. The Bible lets us know, amen, that God desires to use us in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, when you get saved, it ain't all right to just come, amen, and sit on a padded pew. Amen. But there is more about this thing. I said there's more. Amen. For the church. One man said, I feel like the church, Brother Cordo's living way under its privilege. And I'm telling you tonight, amen, the church can have more of the outpour, amen, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. It will not come, amen, to those that fail to read, yeah, and pray, yeah, and go to church. Right. They just keep compassing the same old mountain, right, and the same old trials. Amen. Caleb said this. He said, I was 40. Amen. But now, amen, 45 years later, amen, he said, I'm as strong now as I was then. You know what he was trying to say? Amen. That mountain over there, God told me I can have it. Amen. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in and I'm going to possess it. And I feel like telling you, I told you last night, and I feel like telling you again, amen, we can have revival. Amen. Why can't we have it? Because God said we can. And it's time that the church, it's high time that the church arises and goes in and possesses, amen, revival and the things of God that he has in store. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask the Lord to help this preacher tonight.
Jesus.
I thought I had to preach him one night. Amen. About this. Amen. About how, amen, that they had come past Ape Mountain, wandered about for 40 years aimlessly. I'll never forget, it's probably been 10 years ago or so. Amen. There was a lady, her mommy was sick. It was my grandpa's sister, so my great aunt, whatever you want to call her. Amen. But her daughter had came, and her mom was just so bad sick, you know, she had to bring her to church. I thought her name was Rita. I got to preaching, and I just kept saying, 40 years they wandered. 40 years they wandered. I don't know why I got hung up on that. I couldn't get off of saying 40 years, 40 years. I thought, amen, I gave that altar call. Amen, here she came, and she prayed through. I thought they asked if anybody had a testimony, and this is what she said. She said, when he kept saying 40 years, 40 years, 40 years, she said, something struck my mind. And she said, Lord, I've been backslid for 40 years. And I've been compassing about this same old mountain. Hallelujah. Oh my. I've come to tell somebody tonight. Hallelujah. You've been going round and round and round. I'm going to and fro. Amen. I'm telling you, trying to find peace. And the only peace you're going to find, it's right here in the house of God. I tell you, quit looking everywhere else. I quit looking in the bars. I keep looking. I quit looking in the movie place. I quit looking for a companion. I'm telling you, your companion's Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. And he come to save you and heal your soul. I thought, amen, one man, I thought I was preaching here about the, amen, been lame for 38 years. Our man had that infirmity for 38 years. Help me, Lord. I thought, amen, one man came to our church. Brother Zach, can he preach this? I thought, I've never forgot it. This is what he said. His title was, when you can't get to the pool, he'll come to the porch. Right. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I'm telling you, brother, I'm telling you, my mama, she has a lung disease called pulmonary fibrosis. Horrible lung disease. Just like it makes your lungs harder and harder. And you can't breathe. They got to pretty much force oxygen, you know, to get you to breathe. I thought she's got a lung disease. Man, you talking about a warrior, brother. She'd come to church. Hey, man, even with that lung disease, brought my grandpa to that Alzheimer's. Man, this warrior's for God. Here they came, you know. Hey, man, my mama now. Amen. She ain't able to come no more, Brother Cordell. Last time she come, she brung that oxygen tank, you know, drug it in there. And I thank God that she come every time she come. But here she come. And she got about the first pew, and she had to sit down and rest. And the next, you know, going up after she rested. I thought, amen, I went to her house. She lives now with my mom. I went down to her house just a few nights ago or a few months back now. And I begin to tell her about that message. When you can't make it to the pool, he'll come to the porch. I want to tell you, my mama may not be able to go to church, but something came down right there in my mom and dad's living room. Amen. And I want to tell you, I believe that the Lamb of God, amen, the same one, amen, that came walking down the river. John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God. I believe he walked right into my mom and dad's house. Amen. And I tell you, when she couldn't make it to the pool, he came to right where she was. Whoa! And I feel like telling somebody, you came to the right place. Amen. If you go home, amen, he can go with you. Amen. Amen. Don't lock the valleys. Let's go possess the mountains.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I said, if we don't like the valleys, let's go possess the mountains.
All right.
Y'all go help me just a little bit. Amen. I tell you, amen. I've thought that so many wasted years. Amen. When that lady began to tell that, my mind went back. You know, it keeps going to that song. Wasted years, wasted years. Oh, how foolish. Amen. I want to tell you, amen. I don't want to wander around. Amen. Aimlessly anymore. I wasted enough time in sin. Amen. But thank God Jesus brought me in. I'm preaching it's time for a change. I thought Brother Cordo, you was on it. Amen. The Gadarean man. Amen. I don't know how long he had been in that shape. But one of the gospels said that he was driven into the wilderness. Amen. Out there amongst the tombs. Amen. All by himself. Amen. It seemed like nobody was there for him. Can I tell you, that's what the devil likes to do to people. Likes to make them feel like they're all alone. Amen. But one day, amen, here that Gadarean man was. Amen. Out there by himself. Amen. The Bible let us know that he cut himself and would break his bones. Amen. To get out of the chains and the fetters. Amen. But one day, something was about to change. But what was it? Jesus stepped off the ship. Amen. Yeah. And when he stepped off the ship, amen, that Gadarean man ran. And he fell down at the feet of Jesus and began to worship him. And said, as thou come to torment us before our time. Amen. What was that? Jesus asked him. He said, what is thy name? He said, Legion, for we are many. Amen. Can I tell you this? A lot of people call him Legion, but I'm just going to call him the Gadarean man, because that was the devil that talked out of him. I'm telling you tonight, amen, but Jesus spoke the words, and he cast, amen, the devils into the swine, and they run violently down the hill and choked themselves in the lake. And I'm going to tell you, when the dust settled, that man was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and he was clothed and in his right mind. I'm going to tell you, these people that run around half naked, I believe they ain't having the right mind. Oh, my God. But I'm telling you, there's something that comes on me. Amen. There's something got in my soul. Amen. And deliver me. And there was a change. I said there was a change. I'm no longer like the world. I said I'm no longer like the world. But I want to be like the Lamb. I said I want to be like the Lamb. I'm God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh. Thank you, mighty God.
Bless him.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But can I tell you this? I want to tell you about at least one more change, and then I'm going to try to get you. I don't want to hold you too long.
Come on, doing good.
Oh, bless him.
Do you know, for years, we could track it, no doubt, all the way back to Adam. They had this sacrifice. Lambs, goats, bulls, for the blood, amen, to cover their sin.
Right.
No doubt, amen, they got tired, amen, of doing those things, amen. So there was a search made in heaven, amen. Did you know that? Amen. And Jesus, amen, left the splinters of glory, amen, because there was no one else, amen, that could, amen, complete the sacrifice that needed to happen.
Yeah.
Amen. So Jesus, amen, left the portals of glory. Amen. And he came down on this earth. Amen. Born through a virgin womb. Amen. I'm telling you, raised raised up. Amen. Started his ministry. The Bible said somewhere around the age of 30 years old. Amen. God. Amen. After he filled him with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Began to use the Lord even more mightily than he already did. Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you know the story. Amen. Now through the time. Amen. He would preach up to the people. They needed a change. Amen. He healed the sick, touched the weak, touched the lame. Amen. I'm telling you, but the devil got more mad all the time. Amen. But something happened one day. Amen. When they crucified him. Amen. On Calvary. Amen. I want to tell you this. There wasn't another man. Amen. I said this earlier. Amen. I said somebody needs to say, give me that mountain. Amen. But can I tell you, Brother Tommy, there was only one. There was only one that could say, give me that mountain. Amen. Give me that mountain of sin. And I'm telling you, when it was said and done, amen, he gave up the ghost. Amen. He said, amen, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he said, it is finished. And I want to tell you right then, something changed. Because the Bible said, amen, that the cloud and the veil of the temple was ripped up from the top up to the bottom. Amen. You know what that done? That opened it up. So no longer did I have to have a priest go in for me amongst the Holy of Holies. Amen. And take a blood sacrifice up for me in there to cover my sin. But now, me, a common man, a normal human being. Amen. Now, because that veil was ripped. Amen. Now I can go in myself. Amen. Amongst the holies of holies. That's why we got this temple. That's why you got the chance. Because Jesus changed it. Amen. I said Jesus changed it. Amen. I'm telling you why the blood is running hot in your veins. And why you got the opportunity. Today. I said today is the day of salvation.
Yes. Oh, thank God.
No longer bulls and goats for lambs. No longer pigeons or turtle doves. Amen. He entered in once.
Right.
Amen. And made eternal redemption for our soul. Man, I'm telling you, I'm about to feel like something right now.
Yes, God.
I said, he made eternal redemption for your soul.
Yes.
Oh, man. Would you stand with me? Amen. If you're able to tonight. I'm going to try to quit here.
Have your way, mighty God. Have your way, mighty God.
Honey, would you start making your way? I don't know if anybody's read. Amen. The books, there's a man by the name of S. O. Susak. I thought S. O. Susak had a woman in his church that got saved. She was up in years. She got saved. Now listen, don't fall out with me. I think y'all know when you read books, sometimes people may not be exactly how we are. And as my pastor says, whatever you don't like, just rake it off your plate. Amen. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you this, if your pastor's coming down your road, don't just rake it off your plate because you don't like it.
No,
man.
Yeah.
We just throw that in there. Hey, he's looking for your soul, looking out for your soul.
Yes.
You better hear the man of God, all right? Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I thought S.O. Susak, that lady got saved. She was elderly. And she come to him and she said, no matter what, she said, Brother Susak, no matter what, before I die, she said, I want to go out to the river and I want to be baptized. So some time went by and this woman fell sick, and they said she got down to where she was skin and bones, and said that she kept telling, said, I want to be baptized, I want to be baptized. So Brother Susag took her out in the middle of winter and said they wheeled her out in a wheelchair up on the ice. This was many, many years ago. I forget what year it was now. A long time ago. They said they wheeled her out there on the ice. Said some of them brothers gathered around them. They cut a hole in the ice. And said one of the family members found out that they were going to baptize her. And they called the police on them. And said that when they were getting ready to put her down, said the police officer come running down the bank of the river yelling. He said, listen. He said, all you men, amen, that baptized her. He said, I'm going to arrest every one of you. They said that Brother Susak turned around and he looked at those men. He said, brothers, if you got to get out, go ahead and get out. But I come to do what God's told me to do. Amen. They said they took that lady, wheelchair and all, and they put her down in the ice, or down in that hole. This is what he wrote down. He said, amen, when we put her down, she was skin and bones. He said, but when we picked her up, she looked like a perfect picture of health. Hallelujah. And he said, it gets better on top of that. He said, 2 weeks later, I baptized that police officer and his wife in the same hole. Hey, what do you come to tell me? I tell you, it's time to change. I say it's time to change. There are God in heaven. Amen. That's looking to change this lost and dying world. Where you at tonight? You're in this place. God, come looking for you. How do we begin to sing? I feel like open the altar right here. Can you lift your hands right here? Oh man, say man, you're silly, Brother David. I am. I don't really care. Amen. You know, brother. Amen. I do care what people think of me, but brother, there's sometimes something gets a hold of me. I act a little strange. Amen. I might act a little peculiar. Amen. I'm telling you, I may have been nervous, brother, to record a little bit earlier. Amen. But I feel the Holy Ghost about 10 feet deep right now. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, I thought in one church I was preaching. Brother Doug Heimer, some of you may know him. You all come over there the first night. Amen, the next night, brother, God give me a message about darkness. Amen, we showed up in church. All the power was out in the church. Amen, they opened all the doors. I begin to preach. Amen, just preach a little Jesus. Is that all right? Amen, I thought I began to preach and something hit me. Amen. I said, man, that light. You know, there was no light in there. Man, that light shining right in my face. I was so blind, Brother Cordell. I couldn't tell you who was there and who wasn't. Amen. I thought, amen, something hit me in that service. Amen. Them doors open. I said, you may be on the outside of listening. Amen. And then something hit me again. I said, no, you are on the outside of listening. Amen. You need to come on in and see what the Lord's about. And the first time God's used me like that, I couldn't see nothing. They said a woman come in from the outside and got her family and they left. And said that 7-year-old girl got under such conviction. Amen. That they kept asking her what was wrong. Amen. See, that way I understand it, God was just dealing with her heart. And then she knew that her mommy was outside. And it pricked that little heart. Hallelujah. And I thought, amen, they told me the next night she come back, amen, and come down to the altar and got saved. And she said that when I was, she said, I was the one. When that man said that, I was the one on the outside. Amen, that was me. I want to tell you, I don't know how many people prayed, amen, out there that night. But I come to tell somebody, amen, you may be outside of these four walls. Hey, I'm coming out with my up here. I'm trying to quit, but I can't hardly do it. I thought I'd come in here. year, my brother Tommy, the first day, and I seen some young man up there, and he was tweaking on drugs. I got in here, got to praying. I said, let him tweak on down here. I said, let him come on down. Why? I tell you why. He needs a change. I said, he needs a change. I know the changer. I know the one who can deliver from drugs and alcohol, who can pick you up out of a horrible pit, out of miry clay, and make you whole. As he begins to sing, I'll be like opening a song.
I cannot explain what has happened to me. I can only say I'm not the man I used to be. Things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. The best friend is walking in my shoes. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. My life, and when they ask what happened. Yeah.
Oh,
he stays in.